Saint Teresa, the family that prays together, the family that stays together. Remember your Creator. Arise, calling faithful. My dear brothers and sisters, God speaks to us this morning in His Word. And in the Gospel, we hear that the apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done, all the successes they had chalked. And Jesus Christ told them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." Rest is good. It is not for the apostles alone to rest. It is not only for priests, the religious, to rest. Rest is for all of us. If machines are given time for servicing, machines go for repairs, machines are worked on, then what about you and I? My dear brothers and sisters, in the gospel of today, when Jesus had told his disciples to rest and he had gone to a deserted place, he saw the vast crowd, and we heard that he was moved with pity for them. He was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Why were the crowds following Jesus, coming and, following him wherever they went? Because they wanted solutions to their problems. Because they were beset with a lot of things, and so they wanted Jesus to attend to them. And many wanted healing. That is why they're following Jesus, no doubt. But when Jesus Christ saw them, he was moved with pity for them, and we heard that he taught them. We did not hear that he started performing miracles. He began to teach them. Put two churches together at the same time, and tell one church, at 10 a.m., we are going to have teachings based on the scriptures. And another church, there will be healing and deliverance. At the same time, 10 a.m., you will see where people will go. They will be where? At the healing and deliverance session. They wouldn't want to come for what? Teachings. And we saw that during our late week celebration. It was a time for teaching. And ask yourself whether you were there for the teaching. Ask yourself. No one is going to ask you. Were you here for the teaching? Even for a day? Even for an evening, were you here? But let there be restoration. Yes. Let there be revival. Let there be an all night. Even all night, we come to sleep, but we still come. Amen. We are tired throughout the day. We'll come and we know that we don't have energy to stay awake, but we will still come. I am not saying all night is bad. Forgive me if you are understanding that. But I am saying that Jesus Christ saw them and his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were some of them who were very ignorant, and he needed to instruct them. He needed to teach them. And he taught them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. My dear brothers and sisters, this is what God does not like. He doesn't like the fact that his people are not taken care of. He doesn't want the fact that they are left alone without instruction, without guidance. He doesn't want that. That is why Jesus Christ began to teach them. This phrase, being like sheep without a shepherd is found in Numbers chapter 27, verse 17. And the context is when Moses was rejected by God. God told him that you will see Canaan, but your foot will not step there. Moses pleaded with the Lord. And Moses said, Lord, you are the God who knows what people are thinking. I pray that you will choose a leader for these people. I pray that you will choose a leader who will lead them out of this land and bring them into the new land. Then your people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. And so, when Moses was rejected by God, he himself pleaded that God should give his people a shepherd so that his people will not be like what? A sheep without a shepherd. My dear brothers and sisters, so today we want to reflect upon the role of our shepherds. When I mean shepherds, I mean our spiritual leaders. Our spiritual leaders. When Jesus Christ calls, he calls them for a specific mission. He calls them to teach. He calls them to sanctify. He calls them to lead. That is what we read in the gospel, the responsorial psalm of today. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. And so God cares for his people, and so he will not leave them unattended. He cares for his own people, and so he always wants to be with them. And he's always with them through his leaders, through his shepherds. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. So the Lord himself is the one who rules his people. And he rules his people through his ministers, through his shepherds. And anytime the shepherd go astray, as we found in the first reading of today, Jeremiah 23, they went astray. Woe to you shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Woe to you. Their mission was to lead them, but now they are misleading them. Their role was to gather them together, but their very presence, they were scattering the people. God is not pleased with their life. God is not pleased with their administration. And so he himself rejects them and he says, the days are coming, says the Lord, I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. And we know from this prophecy that shoot that was taken from David is the son of David, Jesus himself. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, many of us rely on human beings so much that they are misled. Why do you believe that a human being who calls himself a pastor or a priest can save you? Why do you think that the person can save you, has the power to save you? The power lies in the hands of God. They are only shepherds imitating the good shepherd as found in Psalm 23. If the Lord is your shepherd, there's nothing that you would need because he leads you to verdant pastures. He is the true leader that you can rely on. He is the one who protects with his crook and his staff. He is the one who will not leave you and go for you to go astray, go in search of another. The Lord is always protecting his flock, his sheep. The Lord is always taking care of those who belong to him. We who are his children, the Lord is always taking care of us. And he says that he prepares a table in the presence of their enemies. Even in the presence of their enemies, God is still feeding his people. So he leads, he protects, he feeds us. He cares for us. But the shepherds of the first reading, as we heard, they are misleading and they are scattering them. And so God himself chooses someone who will rule over them wisely, with integrity. And that was from the stock of David. That is Jesus Christ, who in the gospel of today saw them and he was moved with pity and he began to teach them. Knowledge is what? Power. Jesus Christ wanted to empower his people, the flock that followed him. He wanted to empower them, so he gave them sound teaching. There are so many teachings around, so many. But he gave them what? Sound teaching. Sound teaching. And that is what the Catholic Church stands for. Sound teaching. Teaching that is inspired by God. Teaching that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Teaching whereby one will not come and stand here and talk because he feels like talking from his mind. No. It is not his word. It is the word of God. So he speaks God's mind. Any other church whereby someone stands before you and speaks his mind, that is not sound teaching. Our call is to follow the good shepherd. Our call is to follow the one who will not lead us astray. Our call is to lean on the one who cares for his own. And so that if a human leader will disappoint you, God comes to take over. When Moses was rejected, God gave them Joshua. God gave them Yehoshua, deliverer, a savior. And that Joshua, the name Joshua, which means deliverer, savior, is the same as Jesus, who is our savior, who is our Messiah, who is our deliverer. He is the one that the word of God today is calling our attention to. Do aspire to have this Jesus. Do aspire to have this Savior. Do your very best to have him. And when you have him, he will lead you to greener pastures. When you have him, he will protect you with his crook and with his staff. Even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are not afraid because he is with you. We pray in this Mass that we have a desire for Jesus. We have a desire to listen to his sound teaching. We have a desire to avail ourselves and follow where he leads us. May he bless us now and forevermore. Amen.